For our next story, we're focusing on the T part of LGBT. Transgender. Thailand is a well-known destination for sex reassignment surgery, but a growing number of transgender people are choosing to have their operations done in India. The Indian government is actively pushing its medical tourism industry, as Murali Krishnan reports from a clinic in the capital, New Delhi.
Almec, the premier transgender surgery institute in the capital, is buzzing with activity. Several people are queuing up to seek an appointment. The clinic's founder and surgeon, Narinder Kaushik, has just finished one of his surgeries on a foreigner from Canada and looks tired. He says business is going well.
Practically over the last 10 years, we have seen patients from all over the globe, maximum from the USA, then from Australia, UK, Spain, New Zealand, and a lot of patients from Africa also, Nigeria, Djibouti.
Dr. Kaushik has just finished a surgery on a man who wanted to become a woman. The patient from Canada, Victoria Richardson, is ready to talk shortly after her three-hour-long surgery. She sounds chirpy. She says she wanted to have this surgery all her life, even when she was very young.
I tried to do this surgery to myself when I was 5 years old. I went into the bathroom late at night and got my father's razor blades and tried to do my own removing my genitals, and then was obviously taken to accident emergency. So this has been a long time in the coming. So far, far better to be using a professional surgeon to have these things done.
Yes, motions?
No? The cost of the surgery for male to female is around 6,000 euros, while female to male is approximately 8,000 euros here at the clinic. In Thailand, rates are slightly higher. Indian clinics and hospitals also advertise they'll help with accommodation, provide shuttle services to and from the airport, and include shopping trips and visits to the Taj Mahal and other tourist favorites as part of the treatment package. There are still a few more procedures left for Victoria. She says she's happy to finally have done the surgery, which she has planned for almost 5 years.
I felt completely cleansed. Like my own dark shadow oppressing me was now, had somehow in the surgical theater, had disappeared. So I went to sleep with that shadow on me, and that shadow is now gone after all these years. I won't say how many years, because that just says how old I am.
Just like Victoria, many foreigners come to India for a sex change. Dr. Kaushik says he's done over 7,000 surgeries in the last decade.
They're quite happy with the results and satisfied. What they need is total change in the gender, because their mind belongs to other sex and body belongs to other sex. If they get the change what they want, that is the ultimate thing for them.
Victoria says she decided to come to India after she informed herself about her options around the world. When Dr. Kaushik operated on a transgender queen from the UK in India, she decided she also wanted him to perform surgery on her.
I was never a cross-dresser or a transvestite. It's never been about the clothing. It's been entirely about what I view in the mirror matching my mind, and about who relates to me and in what way. That's what matters the most.
A full-blown gender change surgery includes genital reassignment, chest reconstruction, multiple facial reconstruction surgeries, breast augmentation, trachea shaving, and extended hormonal therapy. Anyone undergoing a sex change operation will have to take hormones for life. Long-term effects of these therapies are not known. Victoria understands that it'll take a while before she finally can live happily with a new gender after the operation. The Indian government is actively promoting the country's booming medical tourism industry, including by recently overhauling a special medical visa, or M visa, that's now issued faster and is valid for a year. Dr. Kaushik says he expects the number of surgeries to only increase in the coming months and years.
All over the world, specifically in UK, there is a waiting period of 12 to 15 years. In USA, the waiting period is more, and people has to wait for about, 40 years, 50 years of the age, and they don't get what they want. In India, this is available, and this is being appreciated all over the world. So this makes me happy.
According to a report published last year by the Confederation of Indian Industry, the $3 billion industry is expected to more than double by 2020. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.